Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G.
Join me on the 4th annual homecoming and pilgrimage to Sierra Leone on December 28th, 2021 through January 9th, 2022. We'll be exploring this beautiful country, and eligible individuals will be receiving Sierra Leonean citizenship and passports. For more details, check out our website, sierraleonepilgrimage.com, or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Go Ham Lifestyle Vlogs, because we all need an Africa escape plan.
Hello to all of my melanated kings and queens, my brothers and sisters in Africa as well as South Africa, and to my listening audience around the globe. I welcome each and every one of you back to another episode of CWTG. As you know, I'm Teddy G, your host, and on this channel, ladies and gentlemen, you know we discuss anything and everything with absolutely no sugar, no frosting, and definitely no mayonnaise. So y'all go grab yourself your favorite cup of coffee, tea, or latte and join me for the next few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the movie King Richard exposes some of our so-called allies. And that's exactly what they are, ladies and gentlemen, so-called allies, okay? When it comes out, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want any male, strong, father, husband figures getting the just desserts and their due diligence in the mainstream society. And this includes lamestream media as well as a lot of the social media outlets out here. Because we all know, ladies and gentlemen, these critics that we are running into, which call themselves so-called allies to the black cause, do not want Native Black American males, especially fathers, being portrayed as individuals who've helped fortify and fortitude the causes or the efforts of Black America. Okay? This is the whole reason why they did everything that they did, ladies and gentlemen, to Bill Cosby. Because he was a positive role model with his career, with his fatherhood show of being Mr. Huxtable on the Cosby Show. They did everything they could to destroy him. The same thing that they did to other prominent black entertainers and actors out here. Okay, they can't have that. And this movie is yet another example of what good, strong black fathers can do to a good, strong black family. And they don't want to portray it. They want us to portray us as Pookie and Ray Ray and hood rats and anything other than positive black figures. And we all know that this is far from the truth of who melanated kings are. All right, this is the reason why this world, not just the divided snakes of America, are where they are today, because of the education, because of the fortitude, because of the inventions that black men have contributed to society. Now, we're going to go directly to my brother and affiliate, Phil Scott, and let him give his opinion and commentary on what the critics have to say about Richard Williams, who was the instrumental tool in the success of Venus and Serena Williams. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, in my last episode, I did a movie review with Will Smith and Venus and Serena Williams and the success that they have received because of their father's fortitude in helping them to become world champion tennis players. Now, with all that being said, we're going to get right into that as soon as we take care of our housekeeping, because you know it's a must that we take care of the dirty laundry at the studios of Chilling with Teddy G with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use.
Prior to me even getting started with that, there was this tweet, make sure I go ahead and get this queued up, by this feminist by the name of Dr. Jessica Taylor. Now, recently, if you've seen the movie on in the movies itself, King Richard, or if you have HBO Max, it's the story about Venus and Serena Williams and about their great father, Richard Williams. And of course, you know, they could never make any kind of movie showing black people, especially black men, in a positive light. You know, we always got to be gangbangers and thugs and, you know, some sort of minstrel show. And that's what they want to see black men as. They don't want to see black men and who we really are. So we knew that the Karens was going to come out. We go ahead and make this bigger. Put this on the screen. So as you can see here, this is a Dr. Jessica Taylor. Okay. So she's talking about the film King Richard, and she says, did they seriously make a film called King Richard about the success of Venus, or of course Serena and Venus Williams, but it's about their dad, Richard, okay? So my particular tweet, I'll get to that. She says, I get this annoyed people, but I genuinely didn't expect a film about two of the most powerful, successful, and amazing black female athletes to be named after a man or center a man. I would love this film to be all about them and not a man. That's it, really. So I said, God forbid they make a movie about a great black father that helped his daughters become world champions. You ever seen an origin story? I mean, yeah, even in comic books, they tell you the origin story of a character, right? It's not that complicated. I guess you would rather a black father be portrayed as a gang member or a deadbeat. And I said, Karen, stay on her job. But it gets even better, ladies and gentlemen. It gets even better. So, of course, you see, our brother, Dr. Talbot, responded to her. And, of course, people doing this. Of course, our sister Nicole from Nicole's View, make sure you subscribe to her. You know, you see she said about if she to delete this tweet, I obviously know nothing about it. If it wasn't for Richard, they would be no Venus or Serena. Yeah, I love erasing great black fathers from the picture. We don't care about your white feminism crap. It's a, they wanted to have a film named King Richard, so respect it. But let me scroll down here what I want to home in on. And where is it at? Right here, okay? This is a tweet that she had sent, okay, back in last year during the George Floyd protest. One of our sisters put this up. Now, she got Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter UK. This is where, okay, this is where we are, world. Is this where you want us to be? White people, step the F up and look at yourselves and each other. Look at what you prop up. We all benefit from racism. So if a woman is saying all of this and she seems like this so-called ally, right? Look at this tweet. This is what she posted publicly. Nobody's covert spying or getting, no, this is what she posted on her page publicly. She's a check mark at that, right? That's why that ally crap they be doing is all a finesse. It's all a finesse to get some of y'all, because they know some of y'all like that validation. Some of y'all want that acceptance from them. So all they got to do is say something like this. Let me say something else about that. Somebody like her or call themselves a diversity expert, right? See this. Let me go to this video right here. See, this is why we love Richard Williams right here. Hold on, let me see if I can play that. This is why we love Richard Williams.
Very confident. Very confident. You say it so easily. Why?
Because I believe it.
Has been here in all my and let me tell you why. But she was saying that she said it with so much confidence the first time. But you keep going on and on. Listen, we can't keep interrupting. I mean, if you want, you got to understand that you're dealing with an image of a 14-year-old child. And this child gonna be out there playing with your old ass, and me gonna be in the grave. But she said something, we done told you what's happened. You dealing with a little black kid, and let her be a kid. She done answered it with a lot of confidence. Leave that alone. You think you can beat it?
I know I can beat it.
Okay, that's why he has a movie. Okay, right there. Let me get back on my screen. But we're gonna go into that tonight. That's why he has a movie. That's why. I love it. And did you see in that little short video how Venus was smiling when her daddy was checking that white supremacist? Because see, that even little clip right there is nothing but the devil. Think about it. Even how the Bible describes the devil. You know, you're trying to do what's right, and then what did the devil do? Are you sure that's what God told you to do? Are you sure? I mean, how do you know that's what God told you to do? Now, let's take it to Venus. Well, how do you know you're going to be good? Are you sure? Who told you that? Right? Try to get in your head and make you be against what the Lord already put in your heart. God told you in your heart that you're going to be one of the greatest tennis players ever. And here come the devil trying to put that doubt. And then you see that righteous man, Richard Williams, step in and check him. And check them on the spot about trying to talk down to little black kids. This happens every day in public schools. When you have your little black children out there thinking they're going to be the greatest mathematician, science, whatever they want to be, right? And then you have some white supremacists teaching your kid, trying to talk down to them. Oh, you're not that smart. Oh, look at your grades. Oh, you get in trouble anyway. Oh, you're going to be a criminal. Or like I was told before, I was told that I'm a little con artist. I've never called nobody in my life. But the fact is, this teacher in kindergarten, never forgot this teacher. She didn't like that I knew how to come back at her even at a kindergartner's age. And I had the gift of gab at an early age. And she couldn't tell me anything. That's why she said I was a con artist. Because I can not only speak back to her, but I can convince other people to follow what I say more so than what she say. So yeah, she had a problem with that. Not no con artist. Ain't nobody more con artist than y'all. Y'all.
We just intelligent. And we just know what we're talking about and we know what we're doing. And when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason why they call you anything other than what you truly are. Now, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of back in the 1960s when my uncle was wanted to go into the medical field and get his PhD and his MD. They tried to tell him, oh no, that's not realistic. Don't you do that. You need to go into some type of blue collar work. You know, run some machines, do something other than focusing on this unrealistic dream and vision that you have of becoming a doctor. Well, my uncle has become a pastor. He's an emeritus now. He got his PhD, he got his MD, and he's been practicing medicine, oh my God, all my life. But they tried to talk him out of that. And this is when my mom was reading us a magazine article about his achievements. Then she told us a story about how they tried to stop him from doing that. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, but let's think about this for a minute. That's what they do. Okay, they steal our ideals, they steal our music, they steal our technology, and then they make out like they are the authors of all of these things that has truly come from Native Black Americans. And they do not, and they do everything that they can, let me say that correctly, they do everything that they can to stop that type of progress. That's the reason why you have these so-called Karens, these so-called allies, who would downrate a Native Black American man, king, from getting the due credit and the due justice that he deserves for contributing to society in some type of shape, form, and fashion. In this case, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Venus and Serena. But this goes all across the spectrum, not just with these athletes, but I'm sure they said the same thing to Tiger Woods and his father. I'm sure they said the same thing to Michael Jordan and his father. And this list goes on and on and on to our creators, to our musicians, to our scientists, okay? They're still, ladies and gentlemen, in 2021 trying to discredit us for, and I mean us, I say men and fathers and husbands and creators and scientists from getting the credit that we deserve from the contributions that we have made, not only to American history, but to scientists and athletes and everything across the globe. And you have even the Black Boule, ladies and gentlemen, who are doing the same thing. I listened to an article from Uncle Roly Poly, as y'all know how I affectionately call Roland Martin. He refused, ladies and gentlemen, to give this credit to King Richard Williams, right? When he sits down here and he tries to do the same thing that Brother Phil Scott is doing, he says in his thing that he has all type of respect for Native Black American queens. But he does not say the same thing for Native Black American kings. In this case, King Richard, the father of these two women who made everything possible that happened for them. In fact, let me play a snippet from that so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. He says, oh, I have all type of respect for Native American Black queens, but he does not say the same thing for kings, for men, for males. Pay close attention to the way that he brings this comment out. That's why I'm telling you some of these allies, and they can be from our own people, are not necessarily in our corner when it comes to telling the truth about how Native American Black kings help contribute to not only their children and not only to their family, but to society as a whole. Now, I want you to sit back and listen to, ladies and gentlemen, as the Black Boule, Uncle Roly Poly, doesn't give Richard Williams in this movie, King Richard, his props. Oh, he says he ain't got no problem with Venus and Serena. Oh, he says he ain't got no problem with Black women. But I want you to know how he does not recognize Richard Williams, the father, who was the one who was instrumental in their success. And please understand this, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I tell you about so-called allies. These are his words. This ain't mine. This ain't cherry picking. This is just him speaking his mind about Black women and not about Black fathers and Black husbands. Okay? I need you to keep that in mind when you listen to what he tried to tell you about or the absence of King Richard.
Listen, there are other stories have been written about this here, and I commented on this weekend as well. And frankly, it's trash, Omakongo. these individuals. They absolutely are trash. And what you see is this constant assault on black men. Look, I got no problem celebrating sisters. I got no problem when we talk about, in terms of, appreciating them. But to act as if there is a Venus and Serena without Richard Williams, you got to be stuck on stupid.
Okay, but as you heard him, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't say he appreciates Richard Williams. In fact, you never heard him mention his name except when he was talking about the critics who had something to say about him. That's why you have to watch these people, ladies and gentlemen, at every curve, these so-called allies, these so-called individuals who want to act like that they're in the corner of black men. Now, do I need to play that for y'all again so y'all can hear? Because he never said in his own words about how he got a lot of respect and love for King Richard Williams, who produced these, with the help of his wife, these two tennis champions. Please pay attention.
Yeah, man, it's sad. I started working.
And what you see is this constant assault on black men. Look, and I commented on this weekend as well. And frankly, it's trash on Macongo this weekend as well. And frankly, why are you so oppressed? Now, other people, Richard Williams? You got to be stuck on stupid.
Yeah, man, it's sad. And I'm even started working on a documentary.
Appreciating them, but to act as if no problem. If there is a Venus and Serena.
Who is them? Because, see, this is your wordplay. This is your wordplay so you can stay connected with lamestream media. So you can stay connected with the Mzungu paychecks and media. You never said in your own words about the respect and the props that need to be given to Brother King Richards, who with his all-out efforts to produce these two stars, these two athletes, these two champions. You think that we are so naive that we can't see that you are a part of the Mzungu Nation, that you are in cahoots with Okra Winfrey, Kale King, and y'all notice the words and the terms that I use for the individuals that we just talking about, because that's what they are. That's what he is, Black Boule, okay? All right, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. I'm saying the people who you think are allies, and they don't just have to be Mzungu. They can be of your own skin folk, but that don't make them kin folk. Okay, when it comes to us talking about Uncle Roly Poly and this doctor who is a black doctor who is definitely not in the corner of the man who helped, not alone, ladies and gentlemen, but who helped and was very instrumental in the success of these two women, these two champions. Because we know that they didn't do it alone, and we know for a fact that between their queen and their king, which is their mom and dad, were instrumental in the success of these two tennis champions. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. As I tell y'all always, please continue to do your social distancing. We're in a new world now, okay? All the safety precautions that you should be taking when you're wearing your outer gear or your outer attire should be a part of your face masks, your gloves, your shields, your shoe coverings, okay, to help reduce the spread of this virus. And now we have a new one out here. I can't even talk about the Delta variant no more, because now we have a new variant, which I warned you guys of, if you mind you, and remember, or go back and listen to these episodes, I told you that there's going to be a new variant, and we have one out here now. And I guarantee you this, we're going to have a new one after that. With all that being said, I tell y'all these things because I love you. I bring y'all these stories because I love you. And loving you guys is my food, and Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of his life. And until I have the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.